Good morning, everyone. Today's verse is Galatians 1:4. Galatians 1:4 reads, "Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father." Now, this verse by itself is a little bit confusing, so I'm going to go to verse 3, the verse before it. "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ." In verse 4, it starts with who. So now, since we read verse 3, it answers the who question. Our Lord Jesus Christ. And then continuing on to verse 4, it says, "Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us." It also says he in this verse. He is also the Lord Jesus Christ, because only Jesus Christ can deliver us from our sins. Then it goes on to say, "from this present evil age." Again, it just points to Jesus Christ, who is the only one that can deliver us from this. "According to the will of our God and Father." That's the last part of the verse. And that shows that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is the only one that would be delivering us from our sins. Because he is the only one other than God who has the power to do that. I'm going to go on to verse 5 now to finish off this. "To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." So this was a prayer. And this prayer has so much meaning to it because it shows you so much, but it's so intimate in its meaning. And in verse 5 it says, "To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Forever and ever. It makes it very clear that it's not just tomorrow, it's not just a week. No, it's forever. For eternity. Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit are our fathers in heaven, even our brother. And they'll be here for us forever. And glory should be to them. Amen. Have a blessed day.